everybody. Welcome to Magic the Amateuring. Yay! Confetti, confetti! Yay. Cannons, cannons,
T-shirt
fireworks.
Gun. T-shirt gun.
Hot dogs.
Gun.
Thrown at your face.
How about a gun that shoots T-shirt guns?
A gun that shoots T-shirt guns?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. But are there T-shirts inside the T-shirt guns, or am I going to have to buy my own T-shirts to put inside the T-shirt guns?
I mean, you can't have everything.
Fair enough. Welcome to Magic the Amateuring, a podcast for Magic players.
This is a podcast where you can have everything, because if you like Magic, or you like listening to people or ignoring people, then this is the perfect podcast.
You can do any of those things
here. We accept all listeners and ignorers.
Yes. If you know a little bit about Magic, if you know a lot about Magic,
if you
never want
to hear amount.
About Magic.
If you're thinking about dipping your toe into Magic, maybe dip your toe into us. My name is Ben. I'm one of your hosts on Magic the Amateuring, and I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Maria and Megan.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Megan and I started playing about a year and a half ago.
And now we do a podcast about it.
So we're learning right along with you, and Ben has been our teacher for this long year and a half.
I have. So you guys have been playing for about a year and a half.
Yes.
He's our Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Ben Kenobi.
He's our Obi-Ben Kenobi.
Old Ben.
Or he's the other one. He's Qui-Gon Jinn.
He's Qui-Gon?
Qui-Gon Jinn, he died.
Ben, there's something we have to tell you.
He got stabbed and they burned him and he didn't even turn into a Force ghost, you guys.
And that means that one of us is Anakin.
Megan, it's definitely you.
I'm definitely future Darth Vader.
Yes, no question.
I am future magic Darth Vader.
I am future... R2-D2.
No, guys.
My Death Star is
guys,
called Blue-White Control.
Qui-Gon Jinn never trained Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, no, you're right. It was What's-His-Face played by that dude.
So if I ever teach you, if I ever tell you to teach someone to play Magic and then I die.
Like last episode when you taught us to teach Richie and Nate?
One of them is Darth Vader. And the other one is Leia?
Nice. Richie's definitely Leia.
Wait, no, that's not how that works.
Everybody, we have a good show coming up for you today, despite what you've just heard. we've got a really informative For the Noobs for you that's going to clear some stuff up. We're going to talk about Journey into Nyx spoilers. Who's excited? Raise your hands.
Woo!
If you're driving, keep one hand on the wheel. We're going to do some flavor text theater. Dear Diary, it's a new segment.
Ah.
And Dear Abby, two segments that start with dear.
Yeah.
Back-to-back deer sandwich. Bring out the venison beef.
Venison beef cannon.
Oh, God.
Talk about a euphemism of the week.
Do I have to bring my own beef?
Yes. All right. So you guys, this is something that still confuses me sometimes.
Oh?
What? How babies are made?
Yep.
How Egyptians got dead?
Yes.
How the dinosaurs built the pyramids?
Yes.
How chimneys keep the heat in your chimney?
Yes.
How chimney sweeps went to the moon?
Yes.
How the moon came down and then went back up?
You guys, this is weird even for us.
What are you so confused about, Megan?
Just so our listeners know, it's like 11 o'clock at night. We played a PTQ today.
Our brains are like...
We're all a little
You know
loopy.
Those commercials where this is your brain on drugs? It should be this is your brain on PTQ.
Yes.
We are
really on PTQ right now.
We are operating at decreased mental sufficiency.
Oh,
deficiency?
Gosh. Capacity.
Efficiency.
Yikes. Capacity. Ben's running real low.
Ben's got some
Isn't it
some
true
problems.
That there's only so many decisions you're able to make in a day?
It's called decision fatigue.
It's called decision fatigue.
And many Magic players, in fact, suffer from decision fatigue after a long day or weekend of playing.
Okay, so somebody make a tough decision right now and see how fatigued I am.
Maria, do you want to do hard drugs?
Maria, get pregnant now or never have a kid ever.
Decision fatigue!
You can't make those decisions right now.
All right, I'm pregnant.
All right, well, so our For the Noobs segment.
Yeah.
Keywords versus abilities.
Versus mechanics.
Mechanics.
Yes.
So why does this confuse you? Are people talking about this and you can't keep them straight?
Exactly.
Yeah,
people are like, oh, you know, a new keyword. Oh, a new ability. Oh, a new, what's the third one?
Mechanic. Yikes.
Mechanic. And I'm like, I can usually not keep them straight.
This is relevant because we've just had some cards spoiled from Journey into Nyx. So people say, oh, this is a new keyword on these cards. And I just want to make sure I'm not sounding like a real dum-dum when I say keyword when I actually mean mechanic or something.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right. So this segment is all about how to not look like an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
I have developed a specialty in that.
You sure have, buddy.
All right.
Ben is real good at hiding his idiot.
So first up, keywords. I think this is the easiest to explain and understand.
Okay.
A keyword is any word that can appear by itself on a magic card that means something.
Okay.
So for example, flying.
That's a keyword?
That's a keyword.
It just means flying. It says flying. Right. That card has, that creature has flying.
Right.
All right.
Trample, that's another keyword.
Gotcha. Death touch?
Death touch is a keyword. Flash is a good example of a keyword.
Oh,
that can
awesome.
Appear on non-creature cards as well sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
First strike, even though it's two words, it's a keyword.
Keywords.
It's a keyword.
Yeah. Okay, so... That begs the question, what is not a keyword?
Yes.
So for example, what could you not just put on a card and it would make sense? How about heroic?
A slice of pizza.
A slice of pizza is not a keyword.
or not a keyword.
So if,
yes.
if it
just
said...
I don't know what heroic means. Yes. Is that why?
If it just said heroic on a card, you would be like, well, I know what heroic abilities are like. But just the word doesn't tell me anything.
Gotcha. Because heroic is different for each creature that has heroic. It is always something that is triggered by being by targeting that
creature. What if it was always the same thing? Then would it be a keyword?
If it's always the same thing, then usually they will make it a keyword.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Did something start out as not a keyword and become a keyword?
I think fear. Which was then turned into intimidate.
Used to
be not a keyword. Death touch and lifelink were not originally keywords, and then they made keyworded versions of those. So yeah, lots of things have come up so often that they'll turn them into keywords. Flash is actually a good example of that. It used to just say, oh, like, you know, whenever, just do this whenever.
Whenever you want to cast this, man. Whenever
just
you feel like it.
Just do what you want.
Whenever you feel like it.
It used to be whenever, man.
Yeah, whenever, man.
Can you please, wizards, are you listening, wizards?
I have a boon satyr. Says, you can cast this card whenever, man.
Whenever, man.
So there also used to be keywords. They don't do this as much anymore, but they would have numbers associated with them. So, for example, Rampage 2.
Annihilator 6.
Annihilator 6, that's a great example. I believe, and I don't actually know this for sure, so we'll have to look this up and tweet it at MTAcast, everyone who follows. That monstrosity is a keyword because it does mean something on its own, even though you have to pay. It's like an activated ability.
Yeah.
But inside the ability, it's used as a keyword because it just says monstrosity 3 and it doesn't.
And that just means put 3 counters on it.
And so when you read a card that has an ability keyword like heroic, it'll say heroic and then dash and it'll explain what is actually going to happen. When you target this creature, put a +1/+1 counter on it.
So what kind of thing is heroic?
That is an ability word.
Okay. So if it has a dash is a good way to understand it, that is, it's not a keyword if it has a dash that then helps explain what it is.
And the ability word will also be in italics. So the word before the dash, for example, heroic, will be in italics.
Yeah.
Which is magic card shortcut for, I can ignore this.
So the word, it's as if the word heroic wasn't even there.
It's like it was flavor text.
They're just giving you a helpful way to, group them all together.
Yes.
Oh, these are all similar. They are all, quote unquote, heroic.
And a keyword will never be on there. In italics.
No, keywords will never be in italics.
Perfect.
One of the things that maybe causes confusion between keywords and ability words is that ability words, has the ability and then it explains what's going to happen.
Gotcha.
Keywords will often have the keyword and then reminder text that explains what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reminder text is in parentheses.
Italics.
Okay.
But you don't need that reminder text on the card.
Yeah.
And that that text is basically always the same.
Yeah.
It's just
flying. It's always this creature can only be blocked with by creatures with flying or reach.
Right. And it's basically, you could think of it like, oh, that reminder text is on the card so that later when I see a card without the reminder text, I'll know what it does.
I know what it means.
Whereas the ability keyword text, it's like, oh, I need this on the card because each card does something different.
Okay. Awesome. And what about mechanic?
Well,
it's a guy who fixes your car.
Oh, makes so much sense.
Mechanic is a very general term, and I don't think it has any specific definition within the magic rules.
Okay.
But I think mechanics include different keywords and ability words, like heroic.
Okay. So flying. It's sort of like, just like a mechanic can do anything to your car.
Anything.
A mechanic on
I contest that because I tried to get a mechanic to install a flux capacitor in my car. He was like, I can't do that.
I tried to get a mechanic to teach my car to love and all it couldn't do it.
He just
okay, just like a mechanic can do anything on your car.
He said he didn't have the parts.
A card can include anything.
Yeah, so and it could include also things that are not keywords or ability words.
Okay.
For example, there's a cycle of cards in the most recent sets that are combat tricks that target two different creatures, right?
Yes.
But they don't have a keyword or an ability word on them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of a mechanic because it's part of, you know, the game that we're playing. Like, this is something that can happen.
Would you count, like, the text on Scholar of Athreos? Is that a mechanic?
Like, the draining?
Yeah, like, 2 black:
I would call that a mana ability.
I would call that an activated ability.
That's an activated ability?
Yeah.
Does that fall under a mechanic or no? No, that's more like an activated ability.
Yeah, it's more like an activated ability. Mechanic is just kind of, like, it refers to a game mechanic.
Yeah.
Which is just kind of, oh, this is how the game works. Okay. And so there's general magic game mechanics where it's like, oh, creatures can attack and block. And then, you know, there's more specific mechanics about, oh, there are certain creatures that have evasive abilities that make them hard to block.
Yeah.
There's certain creatures that are very good at blocking, or there's, you know, spells that I can play to pump up my creatures. These are all examples of game mechanics. And then within each block, there are also mechanics that are unique to that block. So the mechanics that are in the current block are, you know, mechanics like scrying, combat tricks, bestow, all that different stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we take a quick moment?
Bestow.
Quiz. Pop quiz.
Bestow. Is that a, that is an ability.
Ability.
That's an ability and not a keyword. Wait. No, wait. It's a keyword. Oh, crap. I need to see a card right now. Where's the card?
I'll find a card.
I'm just trying to remember if it was in italics or not. I mean, it feels like a keyword to me. But
it feels like a keyword.
Why does it
I agree.
Feel like a keyword?
Because it's always the same every time. It always means slap this creature on another creature and it gets that creature
right.
stuff.
So it is a bestow is a keyword.
Yes.
And then it has a cost associated with it, similar to how like Annihilator has a number associated with it. So that's the bestow cost.
Yeah.
And then the explanation, the reminder text for bestow is always the same.
Yeah.
But what bestow does is it says this card can either be an aura or a creature.
Yes.
And then the rules text of the card will explain what it does if it's an aura and what it does if it's a creature.
Gotcha.
So in that way, everything does something different, which is like an ability word, but bestow itself is a
keyword because it always means you can slap it on another creature as an aura.
You can slap it on.
Slap it on there.
Slap it on there, man.
Right.
So it's kind of like monstrosity, how there is a cost associated with it, and two, like there is reminder or like additional rules text, but it essentially, at its most bit fundamental, it always means the same thing.
Well, so for example, think of a monstrosity card like Nessian Asp.
Yeah.
It just says monstrosity 4.
Yeah.
There's no trigger.
Yeah.
So the trigger is something different entirely. It's only kind of related to the monstrosity itself.
Okay.
And so that's not a keyword or an ability word.
Okay.
But I would call it a game mechanic.
Okay.
And similarly, Imagine you had a white creature.
Uh-huh.
Cost two. He's a bear.
Yep.
But he has bestow.
Albino bear.
He has bestow for one white.
Okay.
But that's all the card says. There's no rules text on the card.
Oh.
So what happens when you bestow that on a creature?
I don't know. Because it doesn't say.
It wouldn't do anything. So there's a game mechanic that whenever you bestow a creature onto something, it gives its stats to that creature and whatever abilities it has to the creature.
Yeah.
But that's not part of the bestow keyword.
Okay.
And it's not using any ability words to convey that. It's more of a general game mechanic that we've all gotten used to when we've all been taught that.
Yeah.
But there's no rule in Magic that says you couldn't have a card that, you know, it was a 2/2 with bestow and then it gives the creature +1/+1.
Yeah.
Okay. It's just they haven't done that because they know it would be really effing confused balls.
This is pretty confusing as it is.
Yeah, I know.
So what's the deal with the colon?
Well, Maria.
You know what I mean.
That's, for the listeners, not a great way to start any conversation.
No.
But seriously, ask your doctor about your colon. If you're over 50, you should probably get a colon.
But do not ask a magic judge with no context.
What's the deal with the colon? Hold up. Yeah. Listener, if you want to test this out, I would love it if you would just ask a judge randomly, what's the deal with the colon, unquote, and see if they respond.
maybe in the middle of a major event. Judge! Yeah. What's the deal with the colon?
So you mean like after, so like heroic has like a dash after it.
Right.
But monstrosity has a colon after it.
Right. No.
Oh wait, it has a dash also?
No.
It doesn't have
monstrosity
anything?
Monstrosity has a colon before it.
Oh, yeah.
Colon, if there's a colon on a card, it means it's separating an activation cost from an activated ability.
Okay, gotcha.
So usually you'll see the mana cost first, and then a colon, and then what that ability does.
Gotcha.
So, for example,
Pay this much.
Say, blue mana, colon, this creature gains flying until end of turn.
Gotcha.
That's an activated ability.
Okay.
Which is a totally separate thing. It's not using an ability word.
Okay.
And it doesn't have a keyword other than flying in it.
Yeah.
So, I don't want people to get that confused. Like activated abilities might be related to keywords, or
they might just ability be words,
or
abilities.
They might just be activated
like
abilities.
The Scholar of Athreos that I was talking about.
Yeah.
Two in a black, colon, you gain one life, opponent loses one life.
Right. That's just an activated ability.
Hey you guys.
Sweet. What up?
What?
An ability, a keyword, and a mechanic walk into a bar. The bartender's like, we don't serve abilities, keywords, or mechanics in here. And the abilities, keywords, and mechanics are like, oh, mana.
Nice one.
Wow, that was amazing.
That was really quality. So speaking of keywords and abilities, or ability words, we've got some new ones in Journey into Nyx.
What if I'm so fucking new to Magic that I don't even fucking know what a spoiler is, you dicks?
A spoiler is something you put on the back of your
car.
Ben,
calm down.
I'm just real pissed because everyone's having fun getting spoiled and I don't want to get spoiled.
Didn't your parents buy you everything?
No, they don't know. My parents don't know my life.
Aw, you're so sad.
You guys, all right.
So what is a magic spoiler?
A magic spoiler, I think it's a bit of a misnomer because these are intentionally released by wizards most of the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
To hype up their new set that's coming out.
Oh, there's a new set coming out.
It's
called Journey into Nyx. It's the last of three that rounds out the Theros block.
And so what, I can just see all the new cards that are out now?
Before they have actually been officially released on pre-release weekend, or pre-released, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So the way spoilers work is that it's actually usually... wizards will give a card to, like, they give them to, like, really prominent players who maybe write for websites.
Podcasts.
Give them...
Hint.
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 They give them to, you know, I'm trying to think of who else. Most of the ones that I've seen spoiled have been by, like, very prominent players who...
But Wizards who, still about half or two-thirds of them, Wizards will just spoil on their website.
Okay, yeah. DailyMTG.com.
DailyMTG.com. You can go in the different... Usually, every article will spoil at least one card. And then they have a gallery, I believe, of the officially spoiled cards.
Yes, yes.
But then in addition, they also will secretly share some of the new cards with various different Magic Players writers, websites.
Yeah.
Like Reddit will get one. You know, the more popular than us podcasts will usually get one. Some of the big writers and big Magic sites will get one, which is sweet.
If you think we should get a spoiler, tweet at Wizards using the hashtag GiveMTAChance.
Por favor. I want that to be the whole hashtag.
GiveMTAChance, por favor.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
I guarantee you we'll do something ridiculous and make a dick joke about the card.
You know how much Wizards wants dick jokes associated with their magic cards.
I mean, I want
cards.
Them to know what they're getting into.
Wizards, I promise I will only make a boob joke.
Good, you can, good. You've negotiated us down to one boob.
I hope you're happy, Wizards.
So, how many spoilers are out? Do they do them all once?
No, they're released little by little. Right now, several, I don't know how many this is, have been spoiled.
Yeah. Where do I go if I want to see the shit?
Sure. Well, there's some websites that are collecting all the spoilers. One that I like is mythicspoiler.com.
Yep. If you just Google Journey into Nyx spoiler or whatever the upcoming set is. So in a couple months, it'll be like M15 spoilers. Mm-hmm. Then usually there'll be a couple of options that pop up on that first page. Mythic spoiler is nice because it shows you the art. And the card and the text.
It's little discussions on that website. Yeah, as well,
you know,
which is a lot
my
of fun.
Brother just bought a new car.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
And he kept telling me about it.
Was it a hybrid?
Uh-huh.
No, it was more like a sports car.
Okay.
What did he buy?
And he kept telling me, like, oh, man, I got this sweet sports car. It looks so cool. It's got this, like, crazy fin in the back. You got to see it.
Oh, God.
But then when I saw it, it didn't even have that fin. Now, that was a mythic spoiler.
Get out. I believed you for like half of that joke.
I know. Right?
I was like, I want to see this awesome
like,
car.
What's going on? What is going on with the story? Damn it, Ben.
Okay, so we're getting some new gods in Journey into Nyx.
Going back to the timeline thing real quick. Usually they want the whole set spoiled 2 weeks before the release. So that's a week before the pre-release.
Right.
So 1 week before the pre-release comes out, the whole set will be spoiled.
They want it?
They want it. They want it bad.
Megan I don't know what happened. She turned into a new woman.
Okay, so the full set will be officially spoiled a week before the pre-release. So people can... Get an idea of what all the cards
exactly.
are.
Exactly. You can go on there. You can take a look so that when you go into the pre-release, you kind of have an idea of what's going on.
And then leading up to that, there'll be more and more cards officially spoiled and then also kind of leaked through various websites, sources.
Exactly.
Taking photographs on the underside of cards.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. The previous sets, there were a lot more like shady spoilers, I remember.
What?
That weren't
shady spoilers?
Yeah, I do not remember
that.
This.
Were not like Wizards.
Man,
spoilers?
My brother just bought a new car.
Okay.
The spoiler was so big.
No.
How big was it?
Man, and they don't have any trees out there where he lives.
So he just sat under it for some shade?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's a shady spoiler. There are sometimes when it comes around for the time for cards to be spoiled, some people will pretend like they have opened. Like they opened a pack that accidentally had a spoiled card in it, but then it turns out that they were just making it up.
I bet sometimes there's going to be some conspiracy cards at this next pre-release.
But then also sometimes we hear about cards that then are actually in the set.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So
they just got
leaked.
There
are certainly...
Yeah,
I don't think 100% of the spoilers that come out are like intended by Wizards to get out.
Okay.
But... It does seem like they've been doing a good job this set of keeping it under wraps. Like once in a while, you'll see some real crazy stuff where like the whole set will be spoiled before Wizards wants it to be.
Yeah.
That happened, what, 2 sets ago due to tests on Magic Online. The whole thing.
Oh, that's Theros right.
Got spoiled way early.
Yeah.
Yeah. That anyway, we're done teasing you with a feather. Let's get down to business. Yeah,
so man. Our goal here is to tell you some of the new cards, and we're also we're going to come up with some ways.
Helpful ways to help you remember.
Mnemonic devices that you can use to remember the cards' names and what they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you'll be ready at the pre-release not only to know what the cards do,
yeah,
but also remember their name.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So you can play blindfolded if you need to.
Exactly. Yeah. I think let's start with the gods. We're not going to go through every newly spoiled card, but the gods are really exciting, everybody. Mm-hmm. And one of the gods that's been getting a lot of chatter has been Eroas. Eroas, the red-white god, god of victory.
Oh, yeah. This guy costs 2 red-white. He is obviously a legendary enchantment creature god.
Indestructible.
Obvi.
Obvs. He's a 7/4.
Oh, my God.
But as long as your devotion to red and white is less than 7, Eroas isn't a creature.
Creatures you control can't be blocked except by 2 or more creatures. Prevent all damage that would be dealt to attacking creatures you control.
Oh, snap.
Okay, so hold on. Let me see if I'm getting this right. This guy is a 7/4.
Yeah.
If my devotion to red and white is 7 or more.
Yes.
And creatures I control can't be blocked except by 2 or more creatures. So yes. It's like everything is an emissary of Purphoros.
Yes.
Yes.
And basically my attacking creatures can't die.
So yep. Even though they're being double blocked, they're not going to die from it.
This guy's insane.
And it prevents all combat damage and all other damage. So if you tried to, like, I couldn't even lightning strike something that was attacking. That would, I mean, I could.
But it wouldn't do anything.
Good luck getting that shit to work.
Oh, God. Yeah. You'd have to do it pre-combat.
And it's prevented. It's just prevented.
It's just prevented, man.
So, like, if I fall off the hammer, my lifelink guy, one of your attacking creatures, I don't even gain the life.
It doesn't even matter.
This is fucking... Okay, so this is a card. Do we want to talk about...
This is a card.
Do we want to talk about the art on this card briefly?
I am sad that he's a weird bull man.
He's like a centaur, except instead of a horse, it's a bull. It's a little weird.
Definitely
agree it's a little weird.
So, just a flavor comment.
All right.
Yes.
He is the twin brother of Mogus.
Yeah, the red-black god.
He's like a minotaurish man.
Yep.
Playing a
Mogus
guitar.
Is a minotaur. Yep.
So Eroas is the opposite of him. So he has the mind of a man, but the body of a bull.
Which would you rather have been? The mind of a bull and the body of a man? Or the body of a bull and the mind of a man?
I would rather have the mind of a man.
Okay.
And the body of a ball. So you'd rather be Eroas before you'd be Mogus.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
Also, he is a god, so he gets to choose how he appears. Like that's
true.
What he chose.
That's true.
So yeah, this card seems like a card that is a real card.
It's pretty good. As long as you're winning. If you're not winning, it's kind of right, if you're playing it in an aggressive deck, obviously it's going to be great with that strategy. But imagine your opponent has had, like, some Farika's Cures, some Asphyxiates. They've kind of been clearing out your creatures.
Okay, so
And then you draw this guy.
How am I going to remember all the abilities that he does?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
You got to make that mnemonic.
Do you have an idea, Ben?
Okay, so Oh. So his name is Eroas. So that makes me think, like, you wanted to block with a single creature? Asshole. You can't.
You've only got part of it.
That's my mnemonic device.
This is brilliant.
My mnemonic is ice cream be dope.
What?
Ice cream be dope. I, Eroas. C, B.
I am real confused what's happening right now. Megan, are you having a stroke? Are you stroking out?
No. Listen. This is so ridiculous.
Ice cream
I can't
be,
say.
Ice cream be dope.
Eroas. I. CB. Can't block. Dope. Damage. It's prevented. Ice cream be dope.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And that's why Eros's arms are like reaching out in victory. Because he just won a soccer game and he's getting ice cream.
He's getting ice cream.
I prefer a simpler mnemonic.
Yeah, I thought that's what you guys meant by mnemonic.
No, that's
fine. That's fine. Mine is very simple. It's just ICP, which stands for Insane Clown Posse, but also stands for Indestructible. Creatures you control can't be blocked. Prevent all damage.
Okay.
Wow, that's pretty good, guys.
Nice. Thank you.
I like it.
Yeah, man.
All right, what other gods are we going
to
talk about?
Ben, what one do you want to talk about the most?
Oh, Karana's got a storm.
I bet you
do. Oh, man.
He is indestructible. He's a 6/5. So, you know, a little more well-rounded than some of the other gods. He costs 5 mana, and as long as your devotion to blue and red is less than 7, Karana's isn't a creature. But don't worry, guys. My devotion is way more than 7.
You're super into is it?
Reveal the first card you draw on each of your turns. Whenever you reveal a land card this way, draw a card. What? Whenever you reveal a non-land card this way, Karanos deals 3 damage to target creature or player. What?
Seems good.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, if you draw a card, does the same thing happen again?
No, it says reveal the first card
you draw on each of your turns. So basically, just once per turn.
Okay.
Okay, so how am I going to remember what this does? Well, it just has this triggered ability when you draw. So I'm going to say, like, Karana, like, kill one lamb and bolt. kill one lamb, buddy. You know, so like you go into the butcher shop and he's like, what do you have today? Kill one lamb, buddy. Give me the meat. So K, Karanos, 1, first card, lamb, land, buddy, bolt.
That makes no sense to me. Not going to lie to you.
You got it.
I'm just going to call him the drawn bolt. So that's like somebody who's in a, you know, sitting in a cafe like, in Starbucks, and he's a weird creeper who's just drawing, like, naked ladies in the corner, and when somebody calls him out, like, what are you drawing? He just has to run out of there.
Yeah.
Bolt.
My mnemonic...
Oh, God.
...is, oh, God, you guys.
Pull it together.
Christopher revealed his lopsided dick on a sad day.
Go on.
Oh my God.
That makes our mnemonic, if we're focusing on the important words, K-R-L-D-S-D, which obviously stands for Karanos, reveal, land, draw, spell, damage.
So tell me.
Christopher revealed his limp dick.
No, that is not what you said.
Lopsided dick on a sad day.
Can I point out that your Christopher spells his name with a K?
Yeah, of course.
Weird.
How about this? When you draw a land, you get to say land, then I'll draw another card. Boom. And then when you draw a spell, you can be like, spell your creature later, because he's dead.
Okay.
I'm dying. Megan, which god do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about Athreos.
Okay, what does he do?
I heard a rumor that this guy's already sold out on
Star City Games. Holy shit, is he seriously that cheap?
Yeah.
He is 1, 2, 3, man.
One, two, three.
That's 6, man. That's pretty expensive.
No, it's just one. Damn it, guys, fine.
Is one colorless, one white, and one black. For a 5/4, as long as your devotion, blah, blah, fucking blah. Whenever another creature you own dies, return it to your hand unless target opponent pays 3 life. I love it. What an asshole.
Okay. So what are the important things to remember here? First of all, I need to remember that it's another creature. Mm-hmm. Like, this guy is never, like, you're never going to get him back. Unless the reason he died is that you played a second one. And then also, I need to remember that he goes to my hand, because I will fucking forget that shit.
Where are you going to put him?
I mean, I would think, oh, he doesn't go back to the battlefield, he just goes back to my hand? Shit. And then also, pay 3 life. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go with a simple mnemonic here. AC/DC.
Nice.
Athreos. Creature died. Can it? If you pay three
can
life.
Can it? Can
if
it?
You pay three
okay,
life.
Okay.
But I just wanted to go with AC/DC.
No, I get it. That's all. I get it.
That's all.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Marie, you got anything?
I'm sitting here staring at it. Athreos, God of Passage.
So, Athreos, another creature, hand, three life. So, AACH3L. Alcoholics Anonymous can't handle three losers like us. Can they? We got kicked out of Alcoholics Anonymous.
We all got kicked out. We all got kicked right the fuck out.
Is that what we're reminding ourselves of? I thought this was a mnemonic for Athreos.
Yeah.
Okay.
AACH.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Here's mine. Ready?
Can't handle three losers like us.
All right. YDDTP3L.
And, uh-huh.
So that stands for, you can just remember this easy little sentence.
Uh-huh.
Your dead dad takes pictures three times in his life.
Wow.
Your dead dad takes three pictures.
It stands for your dude dies, target opponent pays three life.
Nice. Wow, and those three pictures are going to help me solve his murder?
Yes. Oh, yes. Good. Next fall on ABC.
All right. Those are the guides. Do you want to talk about Krufix? This guy is weird.
Yeah, this guy is super weird.
Also, my I'm pretty sure I will never have to remember what this card does.
Because you're just not going to handle it? So you have no maximum hand size with this five drop.
Mm-hmm.
And if unused mana would empty from your mana pool, it becomes colorless instead. So you just have an endless string of colorless mana. You can just tap your lands. They don't go away at your end step. Next turn, you've got all their colorless mana just sitting around there.
Yeah, man.
Can you imagine having Krufix, God of Horizons out and then also Prophet of Krufix?
Yeah, oh my God. We talked about that.
Oh, God.
That would just be insane.
Mana.
I would cast everything. I'd cast it all. I'd cast Silent Sentinels and Tremocritus like it was nobody's business.
I can't get over how you say Tremocritus.
Tremocratus?
Yeah.
That just sounds stupid.
Tremocritus makes it sound like it's a form of government.
It is.
Because when that thing
comes
down,
of the people,
it rules.
By the people and for the people. But all of the people or none of the people.
Exactly. That's exactly the point.
I like my joke.
Tremocritus, all of you or none of you.
Let's talk about some of the cards that I care about a limited player.
All right, let's talk about them.
Let's pick some faves.
Ooh.
I have one that I just want to point out that it's been on a lot of people's lips. And soon to be on a lot of people's hips. It's Sigild Starfish.
Sigild
Starfish.
Sigild.
Now everybody knows.
High five if you watch Game of Thrones, and that's why you knew that word.
Sigild Starfish.
High five if you just knew about Sigil from just being a normal guy.
High five if you said it wrong.
Now everyone can high five no matter
so
what.
So this is a blue 2-drop. What am I looking for in a blue 2-drop? I want evasion.
Yep.
I want 2 power.
Yep.
This creature has it all, right?
No, it is a 0/3. Yeah. You can tap it and scry one.
Does it have flying?
It is absolutely fucking nothing.
Is it unblockable?
No.
Does it have any keyword abilities?
Scry one, which is not a keyword ability, but a...
It is actually a keyword ability.
Okay,
It's late. It's late.
Anyway, this card I thought was so funny. I mean, it was just hilarious. It's just a stupid little starfish, and you just tap it and scry.
Why is it hilarious? Is it because you're imagining
a
whole section in a grocery store full of starfish?
Why is it stupid? Are you biased? Are you prejudiced against starfish?
I'm not starfish phobic. I'm saying it's funny because it's just a stupid little starfish.
Oh, it's funny because it's stupid and it's just a little starfish, huh?
You just put it down there. It's tiny little starfish.
You're just going to put it down there. Where are you going to put it?
On my battlefield.
Oh, So shit. Now you've just...
It's real cute. It's just laying down there and being useless. And somebody attacks into you and it's just like, Block, I'm a fucking starfish scry.
Block, I'm a fucking starfish. Block, I'm a fucking starfish scry.
Anyway, are you ever going to play this card? Hmm.
I mean, now I'm going to play it just so I can sing that jingle.
Block, I'm a fucking starfish scry.
I attack with my deep water hypnotist. Well, I block, I'm a motherfucking starfish scry.
You definitely have to do that if you play this card.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's, wow. Okay, so do you guys think this is a good card?
No.
No? Megan, what do you think?
I think it's so, oh, it's so too bad because it's so cute.
You know what? I think it's, I don't think it's bad and I don't think it's great.
Because what do you want out of your, well, never
Scrying
mind.
Is a really powerful ability as a mechanic.
No.
You know.
I don't want this card.
I don't think it's worth it.
Think about that one, that other card.
Witch's Eye? One?
No, not Witch's Eye. Witch's Eye costs
mana. Is the worst. Is the worst.
So Witch's Eye is the equipment that gives creatures this ability, but then it also costs mana. Yeah, that card's no good. I'm thinking more of what's the one where you tap a creature to scry one and then draw one?
Oracle's Insight.
Oracle's Insight, yeah.
And nobody plays that anymore.
I mean, it's certainly a playable card and it's very good, mm-hmm. but think about how risky that card is or how reluctant or how long it takes before you're even ahead on cards.
Uh-huh.
How many times am I going to have to scry before I'm glad that I put a shitty O3 in my deck?
That's a fair point.
And what deck, what blue deck really wants this card?
Yeah.
The blue-white deck?
Know. No.
The blue-green deck?
The blue-black deck.
Yeah, the blue-black deck is the only deck that wants this card.
Yeah.
And
fair.
And it's like, okay, wouldn't I rather just have the 3-3 defender?
Yeah, return phalanx.
But
yeah.
What if I want to bestow my starfish with a whole bunch of stuff?
Just to have a starfish that you can say killed someone?
Yes.
Well, that's fine. No one's going to judge you.
That's fine.
Okay.
No one's going to judge your face.
It's like when I got killed with a yoke dox, you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It happened.
Okay.
I am personally a big fan of Dictate of Krufix.
I want somebody to edit that sentence. I think you know how.
Okay. It's one blue enchantment flash. At the beginning of each player's draw step, that player draws an additional card.
So why is this good? My opponent gets cards too.
I know. And there have been other cards printed in the past, like Howling Mine. Which allowed both creatures, both players.
Do you think
what are we but just creatures?
Target
too?
Creature draws one card.
My Yoke Dox is going to draw a card off the top of my deck.
Wait a second. When do you think, Yoke Dox plays Magic?
Oh.
In his spare time?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
And they play with humans? I'm going to play Mark Rosewater.
He's a rare.
maybe the Yoke Dox that they base the card on. Certainly the card can't play Magic. Come on.
Don't be ridiculous. Yeah.
Anyways, so Howling Mine has allowed both players to draw extra cards. But obviously the disadvantage there is that your opponent gets to get the extra draw in before you do.
That's one disadvantage. What's the other one?
Is that we're both drawing cards.
Well, the other one is that you spent the card.
That I spent the card to draw to help my opponent and me draw extra cards.
So for Howling Mine, not only does your opponent get to draw first, but you also spent a card to allow him to draw first.
I'm the person who spent mana and a card. I understand. I like Dictate of Krufix because it allows me to get that advantage first.
Ben,
and
do you
I really love drawing cards, you guys. I really love drawing cards.
I don't really see any reason to put this in a deck, honestly.
I just want to draw cards. That's why I'm putting in my deck. I want to draw cards.
I know, but...
I understand.
Isn't your opponent going to draw cards, too?
He is, but I'm going to draw cards.
We get that.
Want cards.
What if instead of putting this card in your deck,
uh-huh.
you just put any creature...
That was good.
Then you could just pretend that you played this, you drew a creature, and then your opponent destroyed it.
I just want to draw extra cards. Why are you taking away my dream to draw extra cards?
Is it your dream? Is your dream for everyone to draw extra cards?
I don't care. As long as I'm drawing them, as long as I'm drawing cards, I don't care who else is drawing cards. I really don't.
Wow.
That is a life philosophy.
That is so nice of you.
Ben, what card of these cards gets your jingle jangling?
I want to talk about Seder Hoplite.
Are you for real right now?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to talk about the commons, you guys. Because this is like, how's my life going to be like?
After this card?
I want to talk about playable commons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
So this is a red one drop that has the heroic counter
ability. This is what we always wanted.
Yeah, man.
And we didn't get until now.
Mm-hmm. I know. How crazy is it going to be?
It's awesome.
Yeah, man.
How good are our deals going to be now?
Oh, snap.
We're not going to get as many ordeals, though.
Yeah. And how are we going to deal with that? With my Hoplite. The Seder Hoplite. You only need one now, baby.
Nice.
Yeah, this guy's what we wanted, and this guy's what we got.
You guys, do you know what card I simply... Maria, it's worse than Gainsay.
What? The art?
Squelching Leeches.
No, it's not. Nothing's worse than Gainsay.
Maria, it is. I cannot handle the art on Squelching Leeches, you guys. I can't...
It's pretty gross.
Even. It is awful.
So this is a man covered in leeches, right?
It's a not... man covered.
Or...
Is it a leeches becoming a man?
Or is it a man made of leeches that has borrowed an arm?
I don't care, honestly. I don't care.
Megan, you're wrong. Gainsay is way fucking creepier than that.
So Squelching Leeches is like a ground mare?
I don't care. I just care it's a man
power
covered in leeches.
Can we talk about Cyclops of Eternal Fury?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, of course.
This is a 6-drop. It is a 5/3, and it says creatures you control have haste. I call him Cyclops of Eternal Fury. Why would my creatures need haste after turn 6?
Exactly.
He reminds
me of that, 6/3 Maze Rusher?
Yeah, he reminds me of the Maze Rusher,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nobody wanted that.
Nobody
basically
enjoyed him.
He has haste.
Oh.
And everyone else can fuck off.
Hey, let's talk about Eidolon of Countless Blossoms. Not Countless. Why did I say Countless?
Whoa. I was just going to say that
Eidolon,
card.
Eidolon of Countless Battles.
I think this art is beautiful.
It is. It is very lovely.
I love it.
What
is
the art? I can't even, like,
it's like
I look
a tree
at
lady.
It, I feel like my
like
eyes
a,
can't focus.
It's like a tree
correctly.
Spirit.
Where is the, you're looking for the
spirit.
Face, that's why.
Yeah.
Humans.
That you guys, call me old-fashioned, but I always look for the face.
So there. this is a new ability
Constellation.
Word. Constellation. Whenever Eidolon of Blossoms or another enchantment enters the battlefield under your control, draw a card.
Guys,
pretty
I'm just going to say it, and I
go
do
right
not
ahead.
Expect this to be a controversial statement, but...
Yeah.
I think that Constellation is one of the best ability words ever of all time.
And Megan and I think it's the dumbest ability word.
I mean, it's just too long.
It's too big.
It's too long of a word.
Like, I'm going to say, oh, that has Constellation. My mouth's already tired.
What makes...
Exactly. And I'm also just like, okay, like, I get it. It's little in stars. It's stars, and they're making a pretty picture because they're all together now.
How many times do you need to say the ability word?
It just doesn't mean anything to me. Like,
exactly.
Heroic makes sense to me.
Like, Constellation has nothing to do with magic.
It has nothing to do with... I just don't get it.
What? Okay. I want you each to come up with a list of 3 ability
words
that would
be better
than
Constellation. Okay, hold on.
How about Enchantment Party? Better or worse than Constellation?
Better.
Strictly better. Strictly better.
Mm-hmm. Strictly better. Enchantment Party.
Enchanting. It could have been Enchanting.
No, that one's
worse.
That's
horrible.
How about Guess What You Get? Dash. Whatever.
Worse.
Of Countless
worse.
Blossoms or another enchantment enters the battlefield. Draw a card, or like a lot of cards, whatever.
I have a question. Is Sage of Hours super good?
No. What does Sage of Hours do?
Sage of Hours is heroic. It's a 1/1 for 2, a colorless and a blue. Whenever you put you get a 1/1 counter on it. Remove all 1/1 counters from Sage of Hours. For each 5 counters removed this way, take an extra turn after this one.
Okay.
Is that good?
Why are you asking?
Because I feel like 5 is a lot.
It is a lot.
So the answer is not very good.
I don't think it's very good at all.
Yeah, I don't think you could really get up that high.
No, I don't
think you can. I mean, it's rare that you do.
It's going to be rare, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, uh-huh. Just checking.
All of these things.
Just checking. Those are my instincts. I want to be sure I was right.
I mean, you could get there with two ordeals, right? But
ugh.
It's a lot of work just to take an extra turn. And then you also have to remove all the counters. So it's like, oh, I'm going to take an extra turn. And hopefully I spend that turn doing something as good as making a 6-6 because I just unmade a 6-6.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
I just unmade a 6-6.
Riddle me this. The new mythic weapon?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is it Godsend or God's End?
It's God's End.
Actually, Mark Rosewater answered this on his blog.
He did.
Oh, what did he say?
Ask me the question again.
Is it God's End or God's End?
Yes.
Oh, what a jerk.
It is one of the two. This thing can definitely kill a god, for real.
Yeah.
I mean, this equipment is insane, right?
Is it, Ben?
So I've heard both sides of the argument. I've heard people be like, wow, it's amazing. And I've heard other people be like, well, it's not as good as like the
Umezawa's Jute.
Or like the sword of blank and blank.
Fire and ice.
Exactly. And those shadow. Ones, that cycle of
feast
swords.
And famine.
Exactly. They're like, well, it's not like it doesn't give pro anything. If you deal damage, you don't get any extra abilities with it.
What if I told you you could have a bestow creature and then that you could re-bestow it wherever you wanted? Would you be interested? That's basically what this shit is, right? You can equip this on whatever.
It's a lot.
You turn whatever into a dragon.
Yeah.
And then once that they deal with that, it's like, hey, let's fucking start over, bitches.
So why don't you play all the equipments, Ben?
What other equipment is there?
Prowler's helm.
Prowler's helm.
Fleet. Does that make things bigger?
No. Witches eye.
The reason I don't play any of the other equipment in the set is because none of it makes anything bigger. This gives +3/+3. That's crazy.
That's true. But
and then the bonus, like the ability.
Like
is just
if you
gravy.
Put this on a dude, like you're gonna win. Honestly, it's like 3 mana.
Yeah, it's insane. Okay, so I think what we've determined is that Extinguish All Hope is also a magic card.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is.
We haven't talked about Worst Fear.
Oh, worst we fears. Love Worst Fears.
Oh, Worst
what
Fears.
A stupid
what
card.
Do you guys love about Worst Fear?
It's if hilarious.
If I'm casting a card for 8 mana, I'm already living my Worst Fears.
I love it because I was actually at a question about this. I played with the listeners on Twitter about this card because it says you control target player during that player's turn and you make all decisions as that player. Mm-hmm. So I said I was also going to make not only their game decisions, but also their life decisions for them. So I'll be like, hold on, it's your turn. I'm going to call your ex-girlfriend. We're going to try and get back together. you're going to eat 2 tuna turkey sandwiches.
tuna and turkey sandwiches.
I don't know where that came from.
Turkey of the sea.
But turns out, you guys, you can only make in-game decisions, and you can also not concede.
Yes. It's like something like only decisions called for by the game.
Yeah, Wizards, taking all the fun out of fun.
Yeah, Wizards, just let me control another human life for once.
Jeez.
I spent 8 mana. I should be able to control another human life.
Just for a turn.
Yeah, I just want to reverse some guy's vasectomy. That's all.
Question on Magic Online, is that time going to count against me when I'm playing their turn?
Yep. How else would it work? Are you going to try to time your opponent out? Yeah.
Dick move.
Wow.
Dick move.
Wow.
They're okay. Already playing around that.
They should make
slice.
A magic card that says, you know, take 2 minutes off your opponent's clock.
That'd be hilarious.
Someone sent us an email called the Declaration of Ignorance.
Okay, well,
and
it was
signed by Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Planeswalker Points.
Cute.
That's why I give a nice little shout out to that. Well done, guys. All right, so this guy had a question about blocking with an Aetherling. He says, a scenario that often confuses me. I swing a big green fatty into an Aetherling. My opponent declares Aetherling a blocker and my big green fatty to my big green fatty, BGF, and then blinks Aetherling. For some reason, my BGF is still blocked, even though Aetherling isn't on the field when damage resolves. So,
I've had that experience with some of my best girlfriends, too.
Not on the field when damage resolves.
Yeah, man.
Unfortunately, what happens when a creature becomes blocked...
It's blocked forever.
It's just blocked. It has just been blocked. So it doesn't matter if you have, like... Say I was blocking with a Nessian Courser, and you say, declare blockers, and I block with it, and then you lightning strike it in response. Your creature is still blocked, even though my Courser isn't there anymore.
If your creature doesn't have trample, there's nowhere for that damage to go. It's just not going to happen.
Exactly.
If your creature has lifelink, that damage doesn't happen, so you don't gain the life.
Bummer.
Yeah.
That being said, if it has trample and they blink out their Aetherling, like, then that damage is all going to that person. They might as well just have not blocked.
Yeah.
Because, again, that creature is there. There's not a creature there to assign damage to.
Yeah.
And this is because it's a phase of the turn.
Yeah, exactly. Once that creature has been blocked, it is just always blocked.
Yes. That box has been checked.
Exactly.
Right.
Is it blocked? Check yes or no. Yes.
That's what I checked in my colon visit at my doctor.
didn't
Is it blocked?
Check
it.
Yes. And then he asks, also, does this apply to attackers as well? Can one declare an Aetherling as an attacker and then blink and still get in for damage? No.
No.
If you...
Why the double-edged sword?
But it goes both ways. If your opponent declares Aetherling as a blocker and then blinks it out before damage, that Aetherling isn't there, so it doesn't deal damage to your creature.
You don't take damage, you don't deal damage. Why? Because
exactly.
It's not here.
Thanks, creepy Uncle Ben. And then the same thing goes if it's attacking, but so it goes, you know, attackers... blockers, combat damage. If it's not around for the combat damage step, like, it's just, it doesn't get to deal that combat damage.
Blah.
And that goes both attacking and blocking. Do these rules affect battle mechanics like trample, lifelink, or death touch? Yes. So like we said, if he blinks it out but your creature has trample, it just gets in for all that damage. Lifelink, your creature isn't assigning damage if they blinked it out. So you're not going to get to lifelink
unless
anything.
It has trample and lifelink.
If you just trample and lifelink, then you're really in business, friend.
Yeah,
nice
why
work.
Are you even worrying about it?
Good job.
And if it has death touch, does not deal the damage, so it doesn't matter that damage is super lethal because it don't deal it.
It doesn't deal it, so
it
don't matter.
It don't deal it, so
don't
it don't
deal
feel it.
Doesn't matter, don't get it done.
Yeah, that's how you remember that lifelink and death touch don't work if the creature's not there. If you don't deal it, then
exactly.
He don't feel it.
Exactly.
I like that.
Good point. Very nice.
But with trample, things are ample.
Yeah.
To trample over.
Nice. So hopefully that helped clear up your questions.
And now your questions are statements.
Aetherling is a tricky asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aetherling's a real
dick. Probably just don't play
a real
against
bitch.
Aetherling.
That is a biscuit full of dicks.
You didn't need to say that. That's
Did
weird.
I say biscuit? I meant basket full of dicks.
Okay, everybody. This is Flavortext Theater Presents Dear Diary. What we're going to do is crack a pack of Born of the Gods here. We're not going to look at the cards. We're each going to take one and read the diary entry of the card that we pick. If it's a creature, that makes sense. If it's some kind of instant or sorcery, what did we say that'll be? Like... it'll just be like...
Yeah, it's just a diary. Then it's a diary entry about that thing.
About that thing. So this is just like the diary entry of whatever card we have chosen from this pack randomly.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we're going to try and guess whose diary...
Yeah. Whose diary
we're reading from.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Dear Diary. Oh, man. This forge is hot. And I've really spent all day hammering with my hammer on an anvil just to make some crappy hasty creatures that are really, really strong, but man, they don't hold up at all. I'm just working my butt off in this red hot forge.
How do you have time to write a diary entry, weird forge man?
I don't, because I get to work right away. I get to work first thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Flame stove.
Sader Nixmith.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Sader Nixmith.
God. Dear diary, I thought today was going to be just a normal day like any other, and I'd just spend all day holding up the ceiling of this temple. Oh, but little did I know that I was going to get enchanted.
Pillar of War.
And then I'd have to go outside and attack everyone. Oh, well. Maybe my opponent will disenchant it, and all things will go back to normal. Anyway, love, Pillar of War.
Yay.
Dear diary, life is so hard. It's like everything goes wrong in my life at once, and it's like I have so much stuff just weighing on me. It's just horrible. It's like I know I live in hell, but still, like, shit sucks.
Wait at the end of it.
You got it.
All right, you guys, today I'm just gonna go out and I'm gonna cause trouble and more trouble. Dear diary, I'm trouble and trouble. I throw a party and then I trash it. Then I go to my friend's house and throw a party and I trash it. And then I'm gonna raid the boys' dorm, steal a bunch of underwear, because, man, I am rowdy.
You're
and
some
wild.
Kind of reckless reveler or something.
Nope, I'm just causing something and something else.
Oh, it's the green red.
Toil and tribbles.
It is. No one plays this card. I've never seen this card played except once.
Gorgon's head.
No. Mischief and mayhem.
Oh, yeah.
Dear diary. Oh, man. I had the craziest day. First, I got hit by a lightning strike. But I just thought, you know what? I don't want to die. And so I didn't. Then I was smited by a god, but I thought, you know what? I'm just going to continue not being destroyed. So I wasn't. And then something tried to death touch me, and I was like, ignored.
Are you just a little mortal with a lot of resolve?
I guess you could say that, diary.
Dear diary, I don't get no respect. I got no respect. All I want is someone to bow down to me. That's all I want. And if they don't, I'm going to kick them in the junk real hard.
Just dead silence.
I need someone to pay tribute to me, or I'm going to give them a
Faragax giant.
Yes. Junk-kicking satyr.
Junk-kicking satyr. Dear diary.
Two-headed Cerberus.
Coming to get you. Cannot be stopped. Even
raised
though
by wolves.
Tiny. I'm so tiny, I'm vicious.
Feral cat liquor.
The starfish.
I don't care.
I have no idea.
This fucking diary is just full of R's.
I'm some kind of pirate.
I'm the charging badger.
Wow, well, that was a good read, but I feel guilty for stealing this diary. Better lock it up,
yeah,
put it back on the shelf.
Throw away the
now,
key.
Guys. Click, click, dear diary.
Hey, everybody, that's our show for this week.
I can't believe it's over already.
I know, wow. It feels like it just started five fucking hours ago.
Whoa.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is a moment with you listeners is like a lifetime.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I cherish every breath we take together.
Every move we make.
Every step we take.
We'll be watching you.
Or you can watch us. Wait, hold on. I meant like you could follow us like on Twitter. Like
when you stream on Twitch?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you can watch us actually, yeah, on twitch.tv/magicTheAmaturing. I've been streaming from time to time, and it's really a good time, and I love hanging out with people in there playing some magic. Mm-hmm. And the way to know if I'm streaming is to follow us on Twitter at MTAcast, because I will send out a tweet. You can also follow us on twitch.tv, Magic the Amaturing, and you'll get a little alert whenever I start streaming.
Yeah, man.
Can I get a sense like Spider-Man?
Like I think that's just
a tingle in my skull.
Yeah, if it's a natural thing. If you're born with that, then you'll get it.
But you can't be. You can't go get it somewhere. Sorry.
No.
You can find us on email at magicTheAmaturing@gmail.com.
Yeah, you can listen to all of our back episodes, you guys, every single one of them on magicTheAmaturing.com or on iTunes. Wow.
Next week we got to catch up on some iTunes review username puns.
Right, so get in your reviews.
Yeah, so if you drop by iTunes and leave us a review, we will make a pun out of your username.
And the same is also true for the same thing on Stitcher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So get in on that party, you guys. You can also find us on mtgcast.com and themeatery.org.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. I feel like we've all learned a lot about each other. And next week, there'll be more of the same. So come on back.
I'll make sure
hopefully next week we will not be so tired. I'm so tired, you guys.
Oh, guys, we got to put Megan down for a nap.
Oh, are you going to change your bed or do I have to?
I am not going to.
Well, now we all know what kind of parent Ben will make.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.